USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New figures from the Department of Labor show a slight drop in unemployment claims last week. About 840,000 Americans filed first-time unemployment claims, down about 9,000 from the previous week. The report said the number of people continuing to receive unemployment benefits also fell to around 11 million. Officials say that while new claims appear to have leveled off since August, a still historically high pattern is still concerning. President Trump says he's out of the next presidential debate after the Commission on Presidential Debates announced the October 15 debate will go virtual. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel tells Fox News the commission is hurting the election instead of trying to keep debates safe.
We just had an in-person debate last night. So why are they changing the rules and not following the science? Why aren't they talking to the candidates? Why aren't they talking to the candidates and saying, hey, if you test negative, let's go in person? This is not good for the voters. That's what I care about. Voters deserve to hear these candidates in person debate.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better, or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Protests are continuing to take place in parts of New York City as coronavirus restrictions remain in effect. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
Members of the Jewish community in Brooklyn are protesting tight coronavirus restrictions. Governor Cuomo saying the infection rate is higher than 8% in Borough Park, where people filled the streets on Wednesday.
To the extent there are communities that are upset, that's because they hadn't been following the original rules. That's why the infection spread.
The Jewish community speaking out against what the government deems non-essential business and school closures, along with houses of worships limited to 10 people in a number of coronavirus hotspots in Queens and Brooklyn.
And the second highest-ranked Marine officer has tested positive for COVID-19. Assistant Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Gary Thomas, tested positive on Wednesday, becoming the second four-star officer to test positive this week. Coast Guard Admiral Charles Ray tested positive on Monday. Members of the Joint Chief of Staff are quarantining at home out of caution after several officers met with Thomas and Ray last week. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The popularity of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is on the rise ahead of her nomination hearings. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
Support for Judge Amy Coney Barrett spiked over the last 2 weeks, with nearly half of voters now supporting her confirmation to the Supreme Court, as Democrats prepare to oppose her confirmation. A new Mornington Salt political poll shows 46% of voters say the Senate should confirm Barrett. Meanwhile, the number of voters who say the Senate should reject Barrett's nomination dropped 3 points to 31%. Republican Senator Ron Johnson tested positive for COVID-19, although he insists he'll be there to vote for Judge Barrett, even if it means putting on a moon suit.
She's a wonderful person, a wonderful woman, mom, and a great judge. She needs to be confirmed and confirmed expeditiously. The good news is I'm probably one of those lucky 40% that are asymptomatic. Hope to stay that way.
Another NFL game is in jeopardy this weekend as the Tennessee Titans continue to struggle with the league's largest coronavirus outbreak. Another Titans player tested positive Thursday morning, bringing the number of infections within the organization to 23 since the end of September. Reports have the NFL exploring options should Sunday's game against the Buffalo Bills need to be moved. Tennessee hasn't played since September 28th, already having one game rescheduled to later in the season. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.